Okay, we're back. We were going to send out a search party for you, Michael.
We thought you got attacked.
Things happen.
Don't take that a weird way. Okay. We are on item number 8. This is the Rocky Mountain Power Conditional Use Permit Amendment. And this is before us to discuss, possibly deny, continue, or approve an amendment to the conditional use permit for Rocky Mountain Power to rebuild the existing Judge transmission line located along the west boundary of Midway City. Who's leading out on this one?
I'm doing this one.
Katie, go for it.
Okay. Katie, before you start, Mayor, I need to clarify a couple of things on the record because I had a concerning discussion that I think the council needs to be aware of.
And hang on one second. Jeff, I'm just making sure you're still with us for the purposes of the minutes and the discussion.
Yep, I'm here.
Thank you. Okay.
So I'm just going to ask Katie a couple of questions here. I think the most important part of her presentation, and I'm doing this because I don't want to waste a bunch of time tonight. I'll cite, I don't know what page this is on, it says, the applicant cites industry and legislative standards as justification and explanation for the increase in pole size, particularly height. Staff requested but had not yet received from the applicant the cited standards as of the time of the staff report. In talking with Katie, that's only part of the story. Apparently, Katie, and I just need you to answer a couple of questions here for me. You have reached out multiple times to Rocky Mountain Power asking for that information, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And they apparently finally cited to you some section of code, or what did they cite you to?
So, yes. So I think communication has been probably frustrating for both sides. They did cite to me the National Electric Standards as well as some migratory bird acts that are pretty old. But I asked for the specific sections, and I have not received that.
Yeah, but let me ask a couple more questions. So they cited those to you, and then you asked for a copy, and they said they wouldn't provide them to you because of the copyright issues, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you had to go and track them down yourself, right?
Correct. The copyright, the group that does the copyright for the IEEE provided me access for 48 hours since we were not republishing it or using it in that way. We were verifying.
Yeah.
So it really was not a copyright issue.
Okay. And then you spoke to them and said, we now have access. Can you please cite to us so we can find that in the code? And they basically cited two full sections of hundreds of pages and did not have the courtesy to even give you specific references on what they're using to justify this, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And as we sit here tonight,
after
asking multiple times, we still don't have that information, correct?
We don't.
Okay. So just for purposes of tonight, when I hear that kind of, that's just, I don't even understand where we're coming from here. Very frustrating. How many hours did you waste trying to find information you would ask for them?
Well, I've been through 777 pages of the National Electric Standards.
Yeah. That they could have simply just said, this is where it is, if it actually exists, but you couldn't find it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, council members, that's the way that the applicant has treated our staff, wasted her time, and as we sit here tonight, we still don't have that information from them. So you can do whatever you would like with that, but I want to set the tone tonight. That's the way that we've been treated, and that's the response we've received from a legitimate request for information.
Given that we don't have the information we've asked for, would it be appropriate to ask for a continuation on this agenda item?
Yes.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we continue this item until the information requested by staff is adequately provided by the applicant.
I'll second the motion.
I have
a question, though. I'd like to know why. Is the applicant here?
Yeah.
Why has this been so difficult? Can I ask that question?
Absolutely.
You sure can.
Travis Jones, Rocky Mountain Power business manager. We've had some back and forth conversation. I don't think that's fair to say we've wasted the time of the staff. We've been communicating back and forth.
Did you give her the citations that she asked for?
We did set up the sections in reference to get them.
777 pages?
I'm not aware of how many pages.
Okay, did you tell her which page she could look on to find the information you're relying on?
I know we noted the sections.
Yeah, which are 777 pages long, correct?
I don't, each section, I'm not aware of that. Right. I can't cite that.
Whatever.
No, but it was explained to me that all of parts 2 and part 4 were applicable, but those sections deal with building over rigging and sailing and large bodies of water and swimming pools and a lot of things that are not applicable. We were looking for a specific justification for why they had to go up the extra distance in a wildfire interface zone, and that's what I was not provided. And that is true.
And in reference to the Migratory Bird Act, Bald and Golden Eagle, those may be antiquated dates, but those are the documents that drive the industry standards. They're still relevant.
But I don't have references to those either. I don't have the specific language from those, and that's what I've been asking for quite some time.
And does that answer your question?
Yeah, even more so. I'll second my second.
Okay. All right. Thank you for trying to respond to that. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion from the council? Jeff, any questions? If not, I'm going to call for a vote.
All good here.
Okay. Lisa?
Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Kevin?
Aye.
Okay. This item is continued until our staff receives the information they requested.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
My motion to adjourn.
In the haste of going through this, we have, I think, people that may have wanted to speak publicly. Should we give them that opportunity while they're
here? We can. It wasn't noticed for public hearing because technically we didn't have to, but absolutely I'm always willing to hear.
Well, Mayor,
so,
the problem is the applicants.
Yeah.
We can't do that. Yeah. But do you have a question for us specifically or for Rocky Mountain Power?
Rocky Mountain.
So what would probably be most appropriate is if you could email us that question, we'll forward it to them and make sure they have a chance to respond.
But they can provide comments that they want to provide to us. Can we ask for that?
I'm going to ask for a point of order on this one.
Well, I will defer to Corbin on that.
Mayor, I would say, to be safe, given the scenario that we're currently in, do not proceed anything forward. That has been done, and any comment that we take has to be when the applicant is here.
Okay.
I'm just asking to, I'm Christina Mogos, and I live on 995 Swiss Alpine Road. I'm just asking to be notified, because I heard for the first time before the previous meeting, the night before, and then I just found out an hour before this
meeting. So just as a general information on notification generally, not to do with this subject, but just generally speaking.
Yes.
There's very clear state guidelines on how notification works.
Yes.
Midway tends to be a little bit more aggressive. We tend to notify a little bit more. Yes. What can be problematic is that if notification starts to appear biased, and so if we step outside of those state guidelines, we can appear biased, and we have to be very sensitive in this scenario.
So if I could make a comment on noticing, there are noticing requirements that we need to meet. And so we do notice all the meetings on the state website. So you can go to the state website, you can see every city and county in the state. And Midway is one of those, and you can check that. Also, our city website, we have the notice for the city council meetings. And also
with
the agenda, and also three places around town we post notices. So that's what's required by the code.
But for purposes of what you're interested in, it's going to be rescheduled at the next city council meeting, which is April 16th. Yes.
So, Michael, but I have a question.
If they provide us the information, so you might want to call us beforehand to make sure that it's still on the agenda, or check. But it would be on the 16th unless they did not provide the information.
So Michael, help me understand, unless I'm misunderstanding something that's said here. This is a CUP application regarding an existing power line that they are...
This is an amended CUP. You granted the CUP back in November, but we shouldn't really talk about this.
Okay, so
we shouldn't talk about this. Yeah.
No. Let's, we,
sorry.
Let's, yeah. Yeah. The applicant's not here, and I don't feel comfortable taking it.
I'm not talking about anything regarding the applicant whatsoever, other than the city's process for noticing, just in general.
Oh, mm-hmm.
For a application like this.
Okay.
Which has a line that I would think, if I'm a property owner and there's, you know, someone's wanting to do a CUP on a line right next to me, I'd like to be noticed. And is it because this is just an amendment that our process doesn't notice property owners?
And so the only difference with this is the letters. Usually with the conditional use permit, there's letters that go out within 600 feet, which happened with the initial conditional use permit. But this is an amendment to that conditional use permit, so there's not a requirement to send out letters again. We do need to meet all the normal noticing requirements, though, that I just mentioned.
Okay. So I'm just suggesting maybe in the future something we can consider. This is something that can significantly impact neighbors, and I'd rather err on the side of giving more notice than less.
Correct.
For an amendment of a CUP like this.
As suggested. We can and not be...
Let's take this discussion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We are within 600 feet, and we are not notified.
Correct.
I
know.
The post is right in front of the house, and I can't even imagine the power company coming to replace this with something that's four times bigger and twice taller, and not tell us. You know, we need to be able to voice our concerns.
Correct. There were letters that went out for the conditional use permit. We're talking about it again. So I'll just say at this point...
Just know that the next meeting was most likely in 2 weeks, but call the staff
first
and
check.
And what's the email? Where can I address issues? Because I'm out of town in 2 weeks. Where can I email my concern?
You can email... Katie is the good point person on this.
I will write it down for you.
Her email address.
Okay. Maybe earlier in the agenda. Yes.
Clinton's here the last.
I know.
We thought it would be long.
Yeah. We did.
Actually, last time we went until 11:30, 12.
Yeah, we did.
That was an easy one. All right. We do have the option to go into closed meeting, but I don't know that we need to, we're going to table item 9 and go to... Yeah, I'm happy to talk to you after... If it's about what I think it's about.
It's about the Rocky Mountain issue.
Yeah, we can't discuss it any further. The applicant has left. But I'm happy to discuss this with you in just one moment. We'll adjourn, and then I'm happy to talk to you.
Okay. I'm not prepared. I was notified tonight at 5:30 by the group that signed the petition.
Mm-hmm. And we've all got that petition.
None of us knew about the meeting tonight.
It was noticed on all the appropriate state website, city website, and the noticing places within the city.
Okay. Well, at some other time, we'll check to see exactly how we're supposed to be notified.
You bet.
But
if you just wait around a minute.
Does Rocky Mountain provide any electrical power to citizens of Midway?
We need to wait, be patient while we end our meeting.
Motion to adjourn our meeting.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Amen. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the adjourning? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, she re-motioned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Okay.
I appreciate what you did, but they're asking for this.
Are you done recording,
Brad?
No.